Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, a Josh Ranch joke fail, plus listener letters and Paul Lind. It's all coming up right after this.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host Megan Klingenberg.
And now we're giving people an inside look at the World Cup.
Time's ticking.
I think you can feel the intensity. All the guys are wanting to really stake their claim, and they want to be on that World Cup roster. There's no doubt about it.
Hosting the World Cup on home soil comes with its pressures, but we're just really excited, just as the people are.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got the blues. Well, actually, I'm colorblind, so I'm not exactly sure what I got, but I think it's the blues. I gotta share. This is Tim's blues.
Sing it, Tim.
People sometimes ask me, they say, Tim, what gives you the blues? Well, people, let me tell you some of the things that give me the blues, like going to the zoo the day the monkeys burst into flames, then being questioned by the cops 'cause they found anti-monkey literature in my car, or ordering chicken out of spit from a waiter who seems to get everything backwards. Finding out that my friends went behind my back and learned the metric system. Lord, I'm down. Bury me 6 feet under, or about 2 meters. I don't know the difference. That's not all. I get the blues every time I go to this bar run by manic depressives and make the mistake of staying 10 minutes past the end of happy hour. Then overhearing some high school girls exchanging babysitting secrets, discussing how many tubes of glue it takes to keep a 2-year-old on the ceiling long enough so you can watch Melrose Place undisturbed. Then going to a barbecue where I'm the only person there with hands. And they expect me to open all the bottles and cans.
Come on, Tim. Blow your heart.
It's time for my harmonica solo.
Play it, baby.
You know, they call me Fingers Cavanaugh.
You the man.
Actually, I got carpal tunnel syndrome from the way I play. Gonna wail on this thing for you now.
Wail on it, Tim.
Here we go. Thank you.
Scat for me. You the blues man. Scat for me, Tim.
Ba, 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 ba,
oh, mercy.
Ba, da, ba,
just as I'm sinking into the depths of depression, one of my friends comes up to me and says, Tim? You know, things could be worse. I mean, at least you're not related to Suzanne Summers or Sandy Duncan or Sandy Donaldson. Just as I'm beginning to feel better about myself, I get a phone call from my uncle, Jim Neighbors, asking whether I'd found any copies of Dead Monkey Digest that maybe he left in the backseat of my car. I said, Jim. Yes, I did. What you doing with those monkeys, Jim? Thank you.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, Josh has asked a question.
This is what I'm positing.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
What
did the bottle of ranch say to the refrigerator?
I give up.
Close the door. I'm dressing.
Ho!
Very nice.
Did your niece tell you that?
You gotta check the
no, but I have told my niece that.
Yes. And?
She shook her head and walked away.
They grow up so fast.
That's nice. That's a very fine joke.
That's a cute joke.
Will you tell your girls that?
Sure.
Okay.
Will they get it?
Yes. They know what ranch dressing is, don't they? God.
And we've all experienced, hey, knock, I'm dressing. Yeah. Close the door.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
What do you mean? What?
Will they
Wait
get
a minute.
It?
What do you mean, will they get it? What?
How did you word that?
I say bottle of ranch.
Okay, yeah. That's the thing. I'm not sure.
Right.
Okay,
so you don't want to say.
Because you can't say what are the ranch dressings. Okay.
Right. Yeah, don't say right.
I guess I don't use the word dressing for salad dressing very often.
That's why I'm asking. I'm not sure.
I say Italian or French or ranch. I don't say ranch dressing or French dressing. Right.
Oh, sure, but sometimes will anybody say, what dressing do you have on there, or what dressing would you like?
Yeah. I've heard that, yes.
It is an odd word, isn't it?
Dressing.
Dressing, yeah.
Well, you're dressing a salad. You're
dressing up the salad. Yeah.
But you can also dress not putting ranch on it, right?
No.
That's true.
Remember the Bugs Bunny where he dresses up the chicken? Yeah, ready to go, General. He puts them all in top hats. Never mind.
Dress up your dog, which they hate. Okay. This is a nice letter here.
We'll see about that.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, this is a guy doing tech.
Oh, okay.
He's doing tech at a stage play. And he,
you like the backstage crew.
Oh, yeah. I was in stage crew.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you
many,
were.
Many years. He's at a community theater. They're putting on Bye Bye Birdie, which he'd never seen.
Oh, he'd never seen it.
Well, that's a surprise. And it was only 100 years ago they did it.
He couldn't figure out where he'd heard this song. Remember this one?
Well, because of you, man.
Paul Lynde, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, this is the basis of all of my nightmares.
Speaking of long intro.
Ed Sullivan.
Yeah,
Joe.
No joke.
Ed Sullivan. Me, Harry McAfee, appearing with Ed Sullivan.
It's a great song.
It's an amusing moment.
It's like a little
rude. It's so great.
What's throwaway.
Bye bye, Birdie.
They talk about Ed Sullivan?
Yes.
But Paul Lynde should have been giving an Oscar for playing the patriarch of a family.
Yeah, when he's saying kids.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You know what, though? I've just realized right now, I do enjoy seeing you enjoy that so much.
Yeah.
I never see you enjoy something
play.
Like that.
It's a great play. It's based on kind of Elvis going into the army.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There's a contest. There's going to be one last kiss before he goes into the army with a guy named Conrad Birdie, who's kind of an Elvis-like guy.
Okay.
And
Paul Lynde's going to kiss somebody?
No.
Oh, wow.
Kiss one of the birdies.
So Paul Lynde was a theater actor?
He's a great one. Yes. In fact, Pat Godwin met him at which theater was it?
Canley Players. I picked him up from the airport and drove him around for a whole week.
Did he have his dogs with him?
He did, and his partner, yeah.
Did he try to drive you around?
No, he was a real gentleman. Well, a little nasty when he got drunk, but in a funny way. He was really funny.
It must have been riotous.
Yeah.
I remember reading about that he was on Hollywood Squares famously. And
that's how I know him.
They eventually had to get a limo.
Most people know him. So they on Bewitched.
On High Street, Chick would know. I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
Well, they had to get a limo because he was apparently tipsy so much they didn't want him to get into a car accident.
And so did everybody just think he was an actor, or everybody knew he was gay?
Everybody knew
he was gay. Yeah,
there is a story of, I forget who the celebrity is, but he was in an elevator with Paul Lynde, and I'll clean this up.
Okay.
Because as Pat said, apparently Paul Lynde could get salty, but he looked at him, he goes, Mr. Lynde, I've always wondered, are you gay? And Paul Lynde looked at him and said, what, have you been living under an effing rock? while he wasn't out,
right?
Everybody assumed.
Well,
I'll try to clean up what he said to me. I picked him up from the airport. They were loaded, two little poodles, and a High Street. High Street is, of course,
sure,
in Columbus.
Columbus, Ohio, yeah.
And where the
Veterans Memorial Auditorium.
Behind that was a trailer, like an actual trailer where they kept the star. Henry Winkler was there, Vincent Price, those kind of people. And the week after Henry Winkler, they didn't. I took him to the trailer, and they hadn't cleaned the trailer yet. So I took him to the trailer, and he opens.
Oh my God! You can't tell this story. Go ahead.
I'm not going to say the word. He used the P word though.
Okay.
Female.
Yeah.
So I opened the door with the key. I let him in. And he goes, oh my goodness, it smells like the P word in here. And he goes, I think.
I don't know. Yeah, you must have been busting a gut
stuff
the whole
like that
time.
All weekend.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you, Alex in Idaho, working the stage.
He also did. He was the voice of Templeton in Charlotte's Web, the rat.
Mm. Oh, okay. Okay.
And then Roger, the alien in American Dad, is, of course, based on Paul Lynde's.
Right.
Roger.
Yeah.
Just great stuff.
Oh, and here's another more from Bye Bye Birdie, I believe.
Kids. I don't know what's wrong with these kids today.
Yeah, that's kind of, this is kind of corny.
This is one of the more fun numbers
today. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, but the Ed Sullivan one.
No, the Ed Sullivan is purposefully corny. That one's kids. Yeah, that is interesting.
It's fine.
That, you know what? Bye Bye Birdie is actually a fairly good time.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And the telephone song at the beginning, it's great.
And a young
and by the way, the movie version, it's a staggeringly gorgeous Anne Margaret.
Oh, it's outrageous.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I doubt if she was much of a teenager. But
Don't waste your time watching.
Okay. Thanks, Christine. I appreciate it.
Why would you talk about Here Comes Brunson when you've got me? Charles Brunson.
Charles Brunson.
And wait a minute, he had a really unlikely roommate.
Charles Bronson?
As a young actor, yeah. It'll come to me. I mean, really, I think it was Jack Klugman.
Really? Klugman and Bronson?
I think so.
That's interesting.
The guy from The Odd Couple.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's who it was. I'll double check that.
Did Klugman have his own show in the
70s?
Quincy, yes.
It was that weird phase where great comic actors like Andy Griffith became a cop.
Right.
Yeah. He became a lawyer, a very famous lawyer. Ben Matlock.
Yeah. I'm sorry. He became a lawyer. Yeah,
Father Dowling mysteries with
Tom Bosley?
Yeah, Tom Bosley. Yeah. Even the Cosby mysteries was a show for a season or two.
It sure was. Mm-hmm. I wonder what those mysteries are.
What's in the drink is the mystery.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Once.
I'm trying to find the then game Bronson.
Who's the great actor?
He's got it up for you. Jason's.
He's in 12 Angry Men, and he's in. He's the best part of the movie Shampoo, and he played Crazy Like a Fox.
Warren Beatty.
Oh, Jack Weston? No.
It's not Jack Weston, but it's.
I don't know.
Do you remember Crazy Like a Fox?
I do remember Crazy Like a Fox, but I can't see the people in it.
I'll look it up. Sorry.
Okay.
Kentucky man, follow me now, as closely as you'd like to, credits a botched kick by former New York Giants kicker Younghoe Koo with saving his life. Back in December, Mark Toothaker, that's Toothaker.
That's a lot of time at the dentist, doesn't it?
Yeah. Watching the Giants play the Patriots, and when Younghoe Koo whiffed on a field goal attempt, hit the ground and not the ball.
You get your Younghoe Koo with brown rice or white rice?
Oh, I always go brown.
Yeah. Either, but I always get extra water chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
In a real-life scene reminiscent of Charlie Brown and Lucy and the Peanuts.
No way.
The scene made the 59-year-old Toothaker laugh so hard it caused a seizure. A CT scan revealed a tennis ball-sized tumor on the left side of his brain.
Oh, my gosh.
It has been since removed and turned out to be the bingo tumor, that's right, B9, and Mr. Toothaker told the press, Younghoe Koo saved my life because it could have happened on a plane going into a seizure anywhere, but it happened there.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. So, here's a video of the kick.
I remember we talked about it, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I know that the Manning brothers went nuts about this.
And this is a former special teams player of the year in the NFL. Koo. He had great seasons kicking the ball.
He's currently, I think he's a free agent right now.
Oh, he's a very free agent. Yeah.
But it's interesting that this, in a way, that they found out that he had this brain tumor.
Thank goodness for that.
Who knew? So, fellas, if you're having trouble getting permission to watch a football game, you can say, hey, this is, I'm doing this for my health.
Actually, during the procedure, the gentleman had a tumor removed, also was bitten by a radioactive spider during the procedure, and he now has a spider super strength.
What?
But are you thinking of the actor Jack Warden.
Thank you.
Yes, Jack Warden.
Yep. He was He's also a great actor.
Great actor.
Heaven can wait.
The Apprenticeship of Duddy Kravitz.
Oh, he is?
He's great in that. He's the dad. Another great movie.
And Jack Warden's awesome.
Here we are with the five movies Tom knows.
I think he's down to three.
In 12 Angry Men, he's got baseball tickets, and he just cannot wait to get out of there to go to the baseball game.
And he's sweating.
Yeah. Who isn't?
All-time sweaty movies. That should be in there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Das Boot, 12 Angry Men.
Body Heat.
Oh, thanks.
That is a sweaty one.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
The very first sperm racing world championships will be held in San Francisco. The official site for the sport announced the competition will feature athletes from 128 countries.
Really?
For a $100,000 prize pool.
What? Yeah, we talked about this. They've been talking about doing this for quite some time, and it involves like overhead projectors and... Oh.
Competitors will go head-to-head with their sperm samples displayed on a microscopic racetrack, which mimics the reproductive system, complete with chemical signals, fluid, dynamics, synchronized starts. The sperm that crosses the finish line first will be named the winner.
Whoa. How do you qualify for that?
I don't know.
To qualify.
Yeah, you got to.
I know
qualify.
That it's brought to you by the summertime picnic staple Solo cups.
How do they pin the numbers on them? Like, how do you tell them apart?
How do you identify them?
These are all great questions. Yeah. I don't know.
They probably have some kind of identifier, like that.
I thought all sperm look the same.
They do.
You're a spermist,
boy.
They all do look the same. She's right.
They're all white and murky, aren't they?
That's the
sperm. In the actual fluid,
that's
sure.
That's the fluid. That's not the sperm. Yeah.
I'm going to put my
it's
money
not
on...
It's fluid that's going to be
murky. Knowing nothing about this, I'm going to put my money on the Kenyan.
White and murky. Well, now this is...
They keep winning the marathon.
I don't know if that's going to help you.
Is this more of a sprint?
Yeah, you're talking distance. This is a sprint we're talking about here.
Yeah, but this is legit. This is a real thing.
Submissions to participate are currently being accepted online.
Oh, so you only have... How do you do that?
So only one representative from each country will be accepted.
If we're in Philadelphia right now, that would have got a huge laugh, but he didn't mean it. Jit is slang for... Spunk. In Philly.
What is?
J-I-T.
Jit.
Ah. Legit, yeah.
Is slang for spunk? Is that what you said?
Yeah,
So legit would be a Frenchman's...
That would have been a...
You ever call it spunk, Tom?
That's pretty British, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. No. Spooey?
No.
Spooey.
Gack?
No. What are you getting all these?
What is the point of this?
Quack?
Baby batter?
Yeah.
What about quack?
There was some scientific reason that they were doing this.
Man chowder?
Yeah. Baby batter?
Are you through?
No.
Yeah, we have 20 more.
I can go online. I haven't been online yet.
Mangoo.
There's a lady in the photo. Do we have the picture?
There's a lady in the photograph.
Yeah, it says, I feel the need for seed.
Oh,
I like it. I like it a lot.
Very much.
Got a cup in her hand.
Remember in the movie,
Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Sex?
And Woody Allen is playing a sperm.
Oh.
They're all in line getting ready. And it cuts to one black guy and he goes, what am I doing here?
That's a great scene.
It is funny. Yeah.
And
they're all wearing little white caps. And
yeah.
And
the woman in that scene was at the time was Groucho Marx's girlfriend.
Isn't that something?
And would not shut up until she got a part in that movie.
And
I'll see what I can do.
Oh, look what we've got, Tom.
Oh, go ahead.
Stupid world.
Should we send somebody to the sperm race?
Who would we send from here?
San Francisco. I'll go. I'll cover it.
I thought we were going to... Enter someone in the sport.
No, I just mean to cover it. Yeah.
Well, it'd have to be Tom. He's obviously got the.
And there's only.
You got it coming out of your ears.
One from each country. Okay, here we go. There's
country is what
here's
you
the story.
Yeah, he didn't want to stop.
Here's
there.
The
I'm not
word.
The only one who does. Uh-huh.
That's a tough word.
They did one last year in Texas.
I knew we talked about a race before.
And there was last year's prize was $10,000. And it says the. Organizers say the humor helps young men talk about screenings, self-exams, and regular checkups.
All right.
So there are educational booths on site with health professionals and information about reproduction, et cetera, et cetera. So there you go. That's what's the reason for it.
Well, good.
And each year, a new city submits to be the host the sperm race.
Oh, yeah.
They're bidding.
How exciting.
Can you imagine? Well, we didn't get the Super Bowl.
Can't be more than 10 people there.
We didn't get the Super Bowl. We got the sperm race.
Yeah.
In San Francisco, I'd be very careful at the coffee bar.
Here we go.
Room for cream.
We're out of the half and half here.
We've got some Harvey Milk.
Oh, there we go.
You are on fire.
Harvey Milk.
You should leave. You are just awesome today.
Excellent. No,
do not encourage me, please.
Stupid world record coming up, Thomas.
Okay. Here's another sperm race. They did it at the Hollywood Palladium a couple years ago. I know we've talked about it. Uh-huh. No, this is different. These are guys who are in a circle. It looks like
it's
brought to you by saltines.
I never understood that.
I do remember this about these sperm races.
Only from Tom.
Yeah.
If a sperm breaks its tail, Christy, they have to shoot it.
Oh, isn't that a shame? They bring out that tiny, tiny tent.
Oh, like a little emergency room.
Don't leave. Bob and Tom Extra continues in just a minute. Jeez.
Time now for the alien who just discovered things here on Earth.
My passport expired. I didn't know they were only good for 10 years.
This has been the alien who just discovered things.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Hammer Alley Podcast, an 80s flashback mockumentary.
Back in the 80s, there were 1,000 bands trying to make it in the world of rock, but there was one band that had it all, Hammer Alley.
Whatever happened to Hammer Alley?
How did they go from Top of the Rock?
I'm looking for a music video. They're a band from 1987, Hammer Alley. Ever heard of them?
To rock bottom.
Dude, I was born in 1987.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Hammer Alley.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.